The Blue Truth. Let's try open G with a layer of anemone. Sounds like the original, but with a spark of the dog that ate the acid-laced cake, lost the world and never the same again. Sometimes a trumpet sounds like ocean. Sometimes a seagull is lighter than air. And these pelicans lurking on river rocks are praying for one more lightning strike. All that sent Charles off, engineer's son, who wanted nothing but a good clean riff. Anywhere, even diving into market players and their cobra-beguiling clarinets of haze with fever-inducing spiders out to finish ladders to heaven and death by misadventure. A ranger by trade, butch by hunch and stitch by croak call overhead and a kind of welcoming and let me tell you something into a hard bop, almost salt peanuts, that ignites a decade of TV cop show theme songs you still hear on a run down the rogues gallery to the hall of detention. Smooth Sinaticus enters the room skill big. A hush follows. The quick straight back reactions. As if someone said, here comes the boss, boogeyman of the beautiful. Even the flies stand at attention. Because when he plays, you're forgiven if you thought you needed forgiving. Drinks taste that much better. And after a while, you swear you can feel a pin drop. It's small blues, really. You could carry a lifetime and not even know it, though others can see. Even smell it on you, and your portmanteau lies grown heavier with hate words at your brother, who hates bad as you, others doing what he can't do. Don't you remember? Because you said that too. So step it up to an open D, and that real Chicago, 2 a.m. to light electric sustenance. With that summer rain coming down in bucketfuls. Flash and thunderclap above the club awnings. People scattering and the river running green with a see-you-never-look flashing in the eyes. It's never coming back. Virginia Street. Creepy David delivering flu shots like Dr. Feelnot. And the whole ragged rundown in San Diego. Nothing doing. And now just a sore-toothed Sunday. Cat wars on a white couch. Memories of Tyrell's niece. A Missouri teenecker in pigtails on a rampage so that now even you can't understand it or try. Right off on electric hope machines, the river higher every moment and the tavern blurry as a botched lens scrub. No daughter to help you find the well. And I've spotted 10 or so illusions undocumented here in your Baltimore grump. Under the bridge and not a bowl of porridge for the dancing skeleton to make it new. Something to get off your chest, mon frere? A thief pilfered treasure you were doing nothing with? You calling me a fusac? You saying unreleased recordings, rarities are the only ones you tolerate? Quit clutching your pearls. Wake up. We're pulling into the station. Blood smear of Pissarro's dream out the window of your mind's eye. So leave that hate in the locker. Quit feeding it to the suns. The world has need of all your talents and what's left of your intelligence. Of course there's a faux lounge music craze ripping up your roses and stomping over the city with a bouquet of smiles. And of course those old classrooms and offices are clean of ashtrays and blue vocabulary. And of course the whirlwind scatters that cloud that looks like a mill in collapse, whether you like it or not, and a field in detente. I'm trying to catch the message in the howl. Melody and garbled wind to make some sense, and not the score we're given at the stage door, all eighth notes when you need sixteenths. Jasmine luring, homeward yearning, homeward, north and south at the same time in that August blackberry dusk ride on a Hercules 10-speed bike. All our things boxed in the basement I'm opening, searching for that magic tablet or piece of something to last. Hear me, Uncle? I still have your monogrammed tumblers because everything's here somewhere. even if I can't find it, or it's not how I remember if I do.